from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, buddy. Hour 5 of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3. The Fan, Sands the Man, is coming up here in about 15 minutes or so. We'll get a Rangers preview from him. Rangers pregame is coming up at 6:30 with the first pitch 7 o'clock. Pirates are in town, including the possibility of Paul Skeens on Wednesday night. Had a great conversation with Chris Young earlier today in the 420 segment. If you're a Rangers fan and you're interested in what happens next, you should go back and listen to it. But we did find out Jacob DeGrom is going to make his first rehab start Thursday for the Frisco Rough Riders, so we'll hope for the best there. It's a time now to go around the bases, brought to you by Uber Eats. Here's Wolchuk.
Yeah, let's talk some baseball, shall we? I don't know if you guys heard, we've got an injury in Atlanta. It's Austin Riley. He's going to miss 6 to 8 weeks. He's got a fractured hand. Major blow. To the Braves, 97-mile-per-hour fastball. Nailed him. First inning against the Angels.
I don't want to take pleasure in anybody's injury, but I do take pleasure in the Braves' overall failure. It makes me feel better about the Rangers. Like, you can get your hopes up. I know. I'm not definitely not happy about the injuries. You know,
be careful.
Even though they're part of sports and people get paid a lot of money to do it. You know, they know what they signed up for.
It does. I mean, two of the favorites preseason, you know, Rangers come out of the AL, Braves come out of the NL, and they've won 6 straight division titles. That streak's definitely in jeopardy. Philly's probably going to win that division this year, but they've lost your NL MVP, Ronald Acuna Jr., Spencer Strider, Cy Young contender, out for the year, Ozzie Albies, their center fielder, Michael Harris, and then Sean Murphy, former A at catcher, also out. Now you add in Riley, who's got 37 home runs. This is a toughie.
My goodness.
For Atlanta. Certainly a lot of production. I mean, that lineup just doesn't quite have it right now, and that's going to be difficult for them to make any noise.
That's the way baseball goes.
Does anybody else have just a scratchy throat with no other symptoms? I think this is allergies. I don't know.
It's your flying. You're flying.
Flying.
The flying.
Flying dried out sinuses. Lack of sleep, for sure.
Flying, the lack of sleep, flying altitude, all that stuff. The dry air in Vegas. You were in a casino the whole time, so.
But still very dry and cold inside the casino.
There you go.
Did you get any memorable meals? You mentioned the steak. Was that it?
Yeah, I barely ate. not due to the nose candy,
oh, man.
Like that.
It was just the poker. I wasn't thinking
being sick, but damn.
I went in Vegas.
I was trying to be nice about it, and I thought, he played cards for 9 straight hours. Okay.
See, that's what I was thinking, is maybe somebody had a virus there, but I started feeling this like on the red-eye flight, and I was like, okay, so it started in Vegas, but then it definitely continued in Texas, so I'm not sure exactly what we're looking at.
Is it 105 degrees there right now, guys?
It was.
Yeah, it's the hottest day of the year right now.
It's a steamer.
Here in DFW.
Okay. It's a steamer.
Yeah. Sorry about that, boy.
It's hot in the Pimp Cup, too, for sure.
I managed to leave Texas for the only hotter place in America.
Yeah, there you go.
Over the weekend, I hit 108. It's fun, though.
Getting a good night's sleep. We'll see. Maybe that'll help tomorrow. We'll reassess.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Seen crazier things.
Maybe.
I'm just
excited I don't have a fever or a headache or an actual sore throat.
Well, then you might have the flu.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as COVID.
Yeah, Wolchek, get ready. You're hosting tomorrow. It's me and you.
Let's say, let's party and loose.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I promise I'm good.
That'll be an hour of LA Live tomorrow. 5 to 6. Justin Verlander.
Dawson used my pen and I wiped my nose with it. I might be out too.
Damn it. Ross, you ready?
Ross. It's G-bag of the day.
Wait, what? Can you hear that? What?
Broadus, tell us about the third team.
That's on me, dog. That's on me.
How's Flournoy looking, Brian?
My bad.
Justin Verlander's coming off the IL. He's going to start on Wednesday for the Strohs. Now, the hope is Wednesday, we got a day game. Now, that's going to happen for sure, but not official that Paul Skeens is going to start for the Pirates, but that is a scheduled day.
Why not?
Now, the Pirates do not plan to shut Paul Skeens down as he's approaching his career high in innings. He's thrown 225 and a third innings so far. Ken Rosenthal has reported that they had kind of a projection of where they wanted to keep him. So, you know, he didn't even throw 50 pitches until his third start. They ramped him up to 70 pitches in his fifth start, then 80 pitches the rest of the way after his debut. So, I mean, if he pitches against the Rangers, which we're hopeful, I don't know that he goes beyond probably the sixth inning. But I'm optimistic we're going to see him on Wednesday.
Has he lost his last two starts? I think he's had a struggle bus. Yeah. A little struggle bus.
He's still got a 2.3 ERA. He's got 121 Ks in 98 innings over his 16 starts. So, I mean, overall, the stats throughout the season have been fantastic. But maybe you're starting to see a little bit of fatigue there, you know, with the struggles and the last. Maybe the Rangers hit him around. Who knows? They knock him out of the damn game. What do you guys think about the Adrian Beltre statue that we found out about over the weekend?
Do we find out how he's going to pose?
No. So it's going to be a brown statue outside of Globe Life Field, which Chuck Morgan announced on Saturday, which was awesome during the pregame ceremony. I'd assume, and I heard Jared talking about this over the weekend, you know, leading into the pregame, I guess it's probably him, you know, hitting a homer off one knee. Like, I think that would probably be aesthetically the sexiest one. I don't know how, like, defensively. I think him
throwing a ball would be cool. Kind of like Dirk with the shot, the fadeaway. Like him, like, making a throw. You know, that kind of thing. Because he's so good defensively.
Is there, like,
so
a
good
patent throw that you could do? Because, like, the Dirk fadeaway made a lot
like
of
him,
sense.
Just him throwing, like, him making a play. You know, him kind of, like, just hell, him even backhanding a damn ball. I don't care. I mean, like, the knee thing was the thing I was thinking about. But I think that's probably what they're going to do. But I would think that maybe like him throwing the ball across the diamond would be cool though too.
Yeah, I think both of those would be good if I'm trying to pick an Adrian Beltre statue, but I just don't know that I want one. You know, we just had the Rangers win a World Series. And I know he's a Hall of Famer. I think Adrian Beltre is awesome, right? But I got a higher bar for getting a statue. I do. I need Hall of Fame and World Series and the majority of your career spent right here. By the way, Paul Skeens did lose 3 of 4.
Is that guy?
Yeah.
But he won his last start against the Yams. His ERA has gone up significantly.
3 of 4, okay. I knew he was kind of maybe scuffling along a little bit.
2 of 4 said the statue should be someone touching his head. Yeah. That would be pretty funny. Just like an Elvis hand.
I don't know. I just don't think it's that iconic of an era. I think Adrian Beltre is so awesome, and he was a really good player that he gets more benefit. Like, I think Michael Young deserves a statue more.
Ooh.
Hey, Michael Young's on my list of top Rangers ahead of Beltre. But
can't we put, you know, don't we have a statue of Pudge?
We do.
Right? He's out there catching. We do. You know, I mean, don't we put our Hall of Fame, we have statues of all those guys, right?
Yeah, I mean, Mike was making a case for
rule. I just kind of feel like that, you know.
But then Michael Young should get one. Well, I guess he's not in the Hall of Fame.
No, and he's not going to be.
Did they have a Nolan?
Here goes Dawson.
Yes, yes. I mean, he was in the outfield.
We got Nefty and Benji Molina, you know, hugging each other, which makes sense. I mean, that's the first ALCS championship. Mm. So, I mean, I'm okay with the Beltre statue.
Let's see who else Dawson can defend. Hey, let's just go down the roster.
As long as you have consistent criteria. Mm-hmm. You know, I think Pudge started in what went 11 or 12 years before he moved on, came back. Obviously, an iconic Ranger.
Yeah, deserves one.
Gold glove catcher.
Maybe
like
the greatest catcher of all time.
100 years in a row, something like that.
Yeah. You know, Adrian Beltre was awesome. He was clutch. He played through pain, longevity.
Didn't wear a cup.
Yeah, that's cool
Didn't
too.
Wear a cup.
How about that? Yeah,
Didn't
how
wear
about
a cup?
Yeah.
He would dominate the game for stretches. You know, maybe not every day. Maybe not year in, year out. But
well, I don't know if anyone else is going to be getting a statue, but we will. We will back have the Beltray.
The, back up the backhoe here.
We probably won't be invited that day.
I need a little bigger hole here.
Yeah, I'm sorry if you need to set me straight on the truckwreck.com fan text.
I think they are, man. They're about to light your ass up.
Really bad.
Get ready.
On the Beltray thing, man.
All righty.
There is. You're not a Ranger fan.
You just like dump that last 5 minutes.
There's Zach Woolchuk's proper round tripper. Brought to you by Uber Eats. You know I'm right on this one. Okay. When we come back, it's time. Well, ask Jared Sandler about this. Well, probably not.
No, ask him.
Let's ask Jared.
Let's talk to Jared about this.
All right. We'll get there.
You're going to whoop your ass.
Coming up next here in the G-Bag Nation. Yeah, buddy. Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. I just noticed Lucius's shirt on the fan cam. Dude, that is classic. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents should happen. They do happen. They shouldn't happen, but they do. If you're hurt in an accident, not your fault, call the Frankels 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. Yeah, it's that iconic moment when Grady Dick and Anthony Black had a jersey swap, and they arranged it. Jared's Rangers preview is brought to you
by... my gym shirt, by the way.
It's incredible.
Kind of advertising.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's hey, a good ladies. Idea. Rangers preview is brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. And here's Sands, buddy. How you doing?
Gavin, if this wasn't monitored by Rangers folks, I'd maybe ask you to explain why that was so funny, but I will abstain. What's going on, guys?
What do you think of this story with Chris Young not having a contract for next year? Is this common in Major League Baseball after winning a World Series?
No, I would say not at all. I don't know. You know, everyone's got their way of going about things and doing business. I believe that the ownership group wants Chris Young back. I mean, how could you not? But for whatever reason, they've decided that, you know, making something official just hasn't been a priority, or, you know, I don't know. But I certainly hope that something can get resolved here quickly, because, it just seems like it would be an odd decision to not bring that guy back.
It does. You know, maybe it's just a popular idea in town, but I don't know. That would be one of the biggest sports mysteries.
But is it a pop because Nico Harrison's team got to the finals? He was extended. Jim Nill, you know, hasn't won a cup. He got extended, and they all deserve it, right? Now the Cowboys are a different story because, you know, the dynamics there. But, you know, Chris Young actually won a World Series and didn't get extended. I don't know. It seems like you'd want to bring that guy back, but again. I would be shocked, even though we're having this conversation, I'd be shocked if he was not this team's general manager next year. But, you know, as long as no extension's in place, that door and that possibility is still open.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Open. All right, Jared, we got into a heated debate prior to the break. What do you think about, you know, maybe a certain host thinking that Adrian Beltre is not deserving of a statue?
Was that Bobby? Did I hear Bobby say that?
Definitely Bobby. A Bobby Belt take. Yeah,
yeah, it's Loose Bobby cannon. All the way. No, yeah. Sure. That morning probably show, Bobby. You can't trust any of those guys.
Yeah, I just think that's dumb. That's an awful take. I don't know. Like, does he want to if he's going to set a precedent where, like, each organization should only have one statue, fine. But I go around – first of all, fans love this stuff, right? When I go around to different ballparks, when the gates open, you want to go get a picture with a statue, good luck. It doesn't matter where, what park, those statues get a ton of attention. Fans love them. That's great. You should have statues representing whether it's pivotal moments – or critical moments, or, you know, the players who make up your franchise and the history. And Adrian's absolutely a part of that. Going around to other ballparks and seeing what they do, if you're a Hall of Famer for that team, you absolutely have a statue or something significant. So I'm not sure what his beef is with a statue. I'd love to hear his argument, but I don't know how a first ballot Hall of Famer who went in with the T is not deserving of a statue.
You know, the only sympathy I had for him was when he was talking about, you know, didn't spend more than 50% of his career there and didn't win a World Series. A lot of sort of meaningless seasons while he was here.
Yeah, I don't know. To me, that there are a lot of great players who don't win a World Series, and that doesn't mean that they're any less a part of the fabric of the franchise's history.
All right, I'll pass it along.
What are you guys laughing about?
It's such a bad
take. I'm sorry,
take.
It was actually me.
It was Dawson that had that take.
Dawson, that's dumb. Yeah. Why? I don't get it.
I was trying to move along to the Dane Dunning story.
No, Dawson, I'm not scared. I'm not going to back down and say, oh, you know what, Gavin, that's not a bad idea.
No.
Gavin,
no,
I love you. That's one of the dumbest things you've ever said.
I enjoyed it. No, it's one of the dumbest things I've ever said. I know, but I think I was just speaking for me personally. If I was in charge, I would want champions.
I get that. And I would, you know, Gavin, I would understand that more if it was basketball or football with the quarterback, because that is such a big, like, you really can move the needle way more than you can as a baseball player. I mean, yeah. You just, you know, does Barry Bonds not deserve a statue, you know, outside of whatever they're calling that ballpark, AT&T? You know, it's too tough for one player to make that much of a difference. I'm going to stand by what I said. That's one of the dumbest things you've ever said. You're a smart guy. You don't say a lot of dumb things.
No. If you look at the text.
Now you're being stupid, Jared.
Yeah, you're right.
Dane Dunning, is he still on track for a long career as an established starter?
That's a good question. I think it depends. You know, it's tough to envision a guy not being with your team when he's with your team. I don't know where he's going to be in 5 years, and maybe it's with the Rangers. I'm not saying he's on his way out or anything like that, but, you know, because he's shown value as a swing guy, I think he's going to have a long career. If you're asking me whether he's going to have a long career in which he's making 25 to 30 starts a year, I could see a situation where he's acquired by a team, or maybe next year's Rangers. He's kind of a swing guy where you have him. There's going to be value in him as a starter, but maybe you got a rotation that's
I'm sorry, Jared,
out.
That's a big question to be up against it. We got to go. Rangers baseball is next here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.